Well, Declan, wee break from the league this week. First up, Waterford in the semi-final of the Cup. It's 1-0, 1-1. Maybe progress to your first final, is your second time around as Derry manager.
Look, a semi-final in the Brandywell is certainly something you don't want to lose. An opportunity to get to a major cup final is a wonderful opportunity for us as a new group of players, a new group of staff. You know, we've been excellent over a long period of time here, in my opinion, and you know, tomorrow night's an opportunity. But it's an opportunity that must not be wasted. It's an opportunity we must grasp, and it would be another step in our development as a group that's growing. If we could get to a final, but the one thing I will say is the players have been absolutely brilliant in their determination and drive. They succeed here, so again, it would be a fitting reward if we could get a one tomorrow night. But we certainly won't be underestimating Waterford. They'll be coming hurting from last Monday night in the league. And they certainly would be a bit fresher on us, having had a free night on Friday night. And I know Alan was at the game, and Alan's a good friend of mine. And you know, he's a winner of a man. He's a very, very shrewd manager. He signs good players, and you know, he's a player. He's a person that will be coming here very determined to get their final themselves.
Of course, is it a case of maybe change the personnel tomorrow night? Don't give those fringe players just sitting on the bench a chance. Maybe get on the pitch and maybe stake a claim for their place on the team.
I think we'll decide that closer to the time, but I don't see wholesale changes, to be honest. There is players that could do away a game. There's players that, you know, I feel deserve to play. There's players here that are in a good place in terms of where they are at this moment in time of the season and playing really well. And I certainly won't be trying to disrupt that in any way, but this is a game that we're taking very serious. This is a game that, you know, people expected this in the last round to make wholesale changes against Finn Harps. But that was the North West Derby, and we sneaked through it, having not played well in extra time. And, you know, that was a very strong side we put out that day, and I would imagine it'll be a very strong side we'll put out on Monday as well.
Of course, there's a lot of players in there who, this is their first chance of maybe winning a trophy, getting to the final, maybe won their first trophy as senior players. Would you use that as a motivation tool?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we want winners here. We want players that, you know, are very driven and are determined they end up with silverware, and this is an opportunity. It's a semi-final. Nothing's guaranteed in semi-finals. Anything can happen. But look, I think the players have shown with their own commitment and the buy-in that they've given us in terms of moving from everywhere to come here and live in the city and conduct themselves in very professional manners around the city. I think it's an opportunity for them and their families to gain a bit of reward. And it's an opportunity for our players to show their families that, you know, they're right at the top of the tree in terms of Irish football. And if we can get a win here tomorrow night, look, they have a cup final they look forward to in September. It would be fantastic for everyone.
Of course, Junior missed out on Friday night. Do you expect Junior to come back? And is there any other injury concerns?
No, I think Junior will probably still sit out this one. He's a player that is going to be so important to us in the later stages of the season that we just can't take any more risks with him. He's been sensational for us. And again, he's another player that has played almost year 12 months right through. The same as obviously David Parkhouse, and you know, there's a couple of others as well, like, you know, Kieran Harkin and maybe Mickey McCrudden has played a long year. So Junior will miss out, but again, that doesn't ultimately worry us, because we've got good players to come in. You've seen the impact over recent games that Michael McCrudden's made. You know, you've David Parkhouse, you've Eddie Delap, you've the likes of Connor Davis is cup tied, sorry. So he'll miss out. But look, we've a good squad, and we'll be looking to make sure we push through.
Thank you, Darren.